Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 149. When the Lord Himself wants to be close to a soul and to lead it, He will remove everything that is external. When I fell ill and was taken to the infirmary, I suffered much unpleasantness because of this. There were two of us sick in the infirmary. Sisters would come to see Sister N, but no one came to visit me. It is true that there was only one infirmary, but each one had her own cell. The winter nights were long, and Sister N had the light and the radio headphones, while I could not even prepare my meditation for lack of a light. When nearly 2 weeks had passed in this way, I complained to the Lord one evening that I was suffering so much that I could not even prepare my meditation because there was no light. And the Lord said that He would come every evening and give me the points for the next day's meditation. These points always concerned His sorrowful passion. He would say, "Consider my sufferings before Pilate." And thus, point by point, I meditated upon His sorrowful passion for 1 week. From that moment, a great joy entered my soul, and I no longer wanted either the visitors or the light. Jesus sufficed me for everything. The superiors were indeed very solicitous for the sick, but the Lord ordained that I should feel forsaken. This best of masters withdraws every created thing in order that He Himself might act. Many a time I have experienced such sufferings and persecutions that Mother M., probably Mother Margaret, herself said to me, "Sister, along your path, sufferings just spring up out of the ground. I look upon you, Sister, as one crucified, but I can see that Jesus has a hand in this. Be faithful to the Lord." I want to write down a dream that I had about St. Therese of the Child Jesus. I was still a novice at the time and was going through some difficulties which I did not know how to overcome. They were interior difficulties connected with exterior ones. I made novenas to various saints, but the situation grew more and more difficult. The sufferings it caused me were so great that I did not know how to go on living. But suddenly the thought occurred to me that I should pray to St. Therese of the Child Jesus. I started a novena to this saint because before entering the convent I had had a great devotion to her. Lately I had somewhat neglected this devotion, but in my need I began again to pray with great fervor. On the fifth day of the novena I dreamed of St. Therese, but it was as if she was still living on earth. She hid from me the fact that she was a saint and began to comfort me, saying that I should not be worried about this matter, but should trust more in God. She said I suffered greatly too, but I did not quite believe her and said, "It seems to me that you have not suffered at all." But St. Therese answered me in a convincing manner that she had suffered very much indeed, and said to me, "Sister, know that in 3 days the difficulty will come to a happy conclusion." When I was not very willing to believe her, she revealed to me that she was a saint. At that moment, a great joy filled my soul, and I said to her, "You are a saint?" "Yes," she answered, "I am a saint." "Trust that this matter will be resolved in 3 days." And I said, "Dear Saint Sweet Therese, tell me, shall I go to heaven?" And she answered, "Yes, you will go to heaven, sister." "And will I be a saint?" To which she replied, "Yes, you will be a saint." "But little Therese, shall I be a saint as you are, raised to the altar?" And she answered, "Yes, you will be a saint just as I am, but you must trust in the Lord Jesus." I then asked her if my mother and father would go to heaven. "Will," unfinished sentence. And she replied that they would. I further asked, "And will my brothers and sisters go to heaven?" She told me to pray hard for them, but she gave me no definite answer. I understood that they were in need of much prayer. This was a dream, and as the proverb goes, dreams are phantoms. God is faith. Nevertheless, 3 days later, the difficulty was solved very easily, just as she had said. and everything in this affair turned out exactly as she said it would. It was a dream, but it had its significance. Here St. Faustina spends time in the infirmary. She is neglected by the other sisters. That is not easy. While recording these podcasts, I have been in isolation in our house in Rome since I returned from a wedding 2 weeks ago in the United States. I received 5 negative COVID tests going and coming, but I still needed to take this precaution. My religious community has been very good to me, dropping off 3 meals a day for me during my time here outside of my little suite of rooms. I look forward to getting back to normal tomorrow. Despite her struggles, Jesus came personally to visit St. Faustina in the infirmary. He helped her to prepare her points of meditation each evening for the next morning. St. Faustina's superiors recognized that all of her sufferings were not happening just by chance. God was allowing it to bring a greater good out of all that she had to endure. Then St. Faustina shares a beautiful dream about St. Therese of the Child Jesus, who assures her that someday she would be a canonized saint like her. The desire for sanctity and a high place in heaven doesn't reveal inordinate pride in St. Faustina. She didn't want it just for the fame. She wanted to be like Jesus, to be as much as possible to be like Jesus so she could be as close to him as possible. But she also learned that she would have to pray fervently for her family members. Because of the holiness of St. Faustina, perhaps some of the members of her family became special targets of the evil one. It's a wonderful reminder for all of us to pray for our family members. They need our prayers.